how we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله رب العالمين once again in this blessed month of Ramadan al-Kareem Madani channel presents to you this beautiful program called the daily life of a Muslim alhamdulillah in which we are discussing Islamic knowledge in the modern era dear viewers stay locked and tuned with us until the end of the program we hope that you are enjoying the last few days left of this blessed month of Ramadan and together with that dear viewers keep Dawood Islami in your pious duas together with that keep aiming and hoping that at the end of this month may Allah azza wa jalla for the sake of his beloved habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgives our sins this is the ultimate goal that may Allah forgive our sins and may we earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Subhanallah. Though we're going to discuss Islamic knowledge in the modern era, dear viewers, and it's a very interesting topic, especially for the youth out there, for the youngsters, khas karke un bachcho ke liye jo farigh hone ke baad, school life ke baad, ye sochte ki ab hum yahan se kahan jayein, aage ka hum kis tarah padhai ko aage badhayein. They should be actually watching this program until the end, inshallah, zawajal. For the very starting point, dear viewers, as we do every day, we listen to a fragrant hadith. The peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself states in a blessed hadith, adorn your gatherings by reciting durood and salat upon me. Why? Because the durood and salat, salutations which you send upon me in the world shall become noor and light for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله We are living in a modern era and modern life, modern times offers so many incredible advantages that even our ancestors would not believe us if somebody had to go back to them and tell them, you know what? Through a piece of plastic or metal, we are able to speak to somebody who's 20 or 30,000 kilometers away from us. Our ancestors will be astonished to hear something like this, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Allahu Akbar. So we can gather thousands of years worth of information in a few hours by using search engines. Yes or no, dear viewers? We are surrounded by so many miracles in the forms of blessings that it's so easy to take them for granted, dear viewers, since they are available at all times. They are available for even children who are at the age of 4 and 5 to use the internet facilities. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us. So there are advantages. On the other hand, there are disadvantages as well of modern times, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah. Understanding the advantages and disadvantages of the situation is very important because it gives us the perspective that we need to know what to be grateful for and what to change in our lives. May Allah Kareem reward the viewers out there for watching this program and for us to understand that how can we, together with understanding that facilities are at hand, how can we use that advantage to increase our Islamic knowledge? So, ye bahut ahem baat hai, dear viewers, jo hum abhi kehne ja rahe hain, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and we hope that the viewers of Madini channel can have some sort of insight into this as well, that nowadays, we are losing the respect of Islamic knowledge. Majority of people in our society, they give their children lots of worldly education of different subjects for their bright future, but pay no attention whatsoever to give them Islamic education for making their own and their children's hereafter better. So, ye hota hai, lekin aksar ye hota hai ki maa-baap is tarah nahi sochte hain, dear viewers. If a child is intelligent, so parents desire to make him a doctor, engineer, professor, or maybe a computer programmer who wants to become an IT specialist. And if the child is dull, the child is weak, agar wo kund zehen hai, then they get him enrolled in a Darul Uloom or a Jamia in order to get rid of him. We have seen this happening, dear viewers. In my personal study life, I have seen parents coming up there saying that, please take care of my son, and we are about to go for a holiday out of the country. Perhaps he could be here, and for a month or two, when we come back from our holiday, then we will take him, inshallah. Yani they went for a vacation, and when they come back, then they'll take the son. So if the Jamia or Darul Uloom is treated as a holiday zone, dear viewers, to ye niyat hi galat hai. Is tarah karke bacche kis tarah alim-e-deen, hafiz-ul-Quran, ya ilm-e-deen seekh sakte hain? Impossible, dear viewers. However, on the other hand, our pious predecessors used to give their children Islamic education since their childhood. Even great kings also used to give their children Islamic education because they themselves used to value knowledge as well as Islamic scholars. Those who part the knowledge, they were respected, and the knowledge itself was respected. Dono ki tarah. For example, Khalif Harun Rashid, who needs no introduction, was a very pious and the one who knew the value and the respect of knowledge. It's all open, it's all known. He was a man who never only had knowledge, but he even loved people who had knowledge. Once he humbly requested to Imam Kisai rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali for the education of his son, Mamun Rashid. So he rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "I will not come to teach here, the prince may come to my home." The teacher requested to the king. So the king said, "No problem, my son will come to your home and then he will acquire ilm-e-deen." Allahu Akbar. And then the king then asked, "Can my son study first by you?" The teacher says, "No. Whoever comes first, he would give his sabak and his lesson to me. It doesn't mean because he's your son, so because of that, he has to come in first. Whoever is there first will give their sabak and their lesson first to me." So one day, by chance, Khalif Harun Rashid passed by. Whilst passing by, he saw that the Imam Kisai, rahmatullahi ta'ala, the teacher, was washing his feet, making wudu, and his son, Mamun Rashid, was actually pouring the water. He says, "Oh, disrespectful person, why did Allah bless you with two hands? You have two hands, so pour water with one hand and wash your feet with the other." Allahu Akbar. So he even rectified him, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. From this we learn that Khalif Harun Rashid not only had great reverence for Islamic scholars, but as I said, the enthusiasm to teach your child. See what answer the teacher gives, that he has to stand in the queue, or he doesn't mean he's your son, so he will come first to give me a lesson. All of this could have demotivated the king, who was a khalif of his time, who was a leader and a ruler, a king. Despite all of that, he still sends his son to acquire ilm-e-deen. So dear viewers of Madinah Channel, in Malfuzati Ala Hadrat, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, it is stated that when a Islamic scholar would come to the court of Harun Rashid, the king would stand up out of reverence. Just imagine, this was the adab and respect, Allahu Akbar, that when Islamic scholars would come to the court of Harun Rashid, being a ruler, he would stand out of respect. So it is stated in Malfuzati Ala Hadrat that one Islamic scholar would come to the court of Harun Rashid, the king would actually stand out of reverence. Once the courtiers humbly asked, "Oh, leader of the Muslims, the dignity of a kingship is reduced by doing what you do." He replied, "If the dignity of kingship is reduced due to revering Islamic scholars, so it is worthy to be reduced." What an answer, dear viewers. Likewise, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala made an extremely nice arrangement for the education, for the upbringing of his son. Of his child, he appointed a great muhaddith of that time, Hazrat Sayyidina Salih bin Kisan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, as the teacher of his child who had been his teacher. Likewise, the respected father of Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala, though he was not educated himself, but he knew the significance of Islamic education. He knew the value of Islamic knowledge. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That is why he wished for both of his sons, Muhammad Ghazali and Ahmad Ghazali, to gain Islamic knowledge of Sharia and Tariqah. For this purpose, he saved some wealth which greatly helped both of his sons to acquire ilm-e-deen. Yani, ek walid honi ke naate, aapne jo paise bacha karke rakhe the, wo is niyat se bacha karke rakhe the ki inke ilm ke liye kaam aayega, inke padhai ke liye, mustaqbil ke liye kaam aayega. Have you not studied about Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala li, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala li, when he reached Baghdad-e-Mu'alla in his childhood for gaining Islamic knowledge? Likewise, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala li also started gaining Islamic knowledge since his childhood. He completed the Nazara of the Holy Quran-e-Pak at a very young age. approximately at the age of 4, dear viewers. Ala Hazrat says 4 years, 6 months, and a few days, dear viewers. According to some narrations, at the age of 4 years, 6 months, and then just at the age of 13 years, 10 months, and 4 days, he rahmatullahi ta'ala completed gaining knowledge of all subjects, generally studied from the respected Hazrat Allama Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, who is his respected father. So from these events, we have understood that our pious predecessors used to make their children busy gaining Islamic knowledge from their childhood. Bachpan hi se unko is kaam pe laga diya jata tha ki wo Islamic tarbiyat hasil karein. This is our problem, dear viewers of Madinian Channel, that we have actually risked ourselves. We have actually caused more difficulties for ourselves. We have deprived our children, and we have actually caused major problems for ourselves, dear viewers of Madinian Channel, by not adhering to the Sharia. What Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ku anfusakum wa ahlikum naran wa quduhan nasu wal hijara. Translation from Qanz al-Iman. O believers, save yourselves and your families from the fire, the fuel of which are men and stones. Now, regarding this verse in Surah Tahrim, a great commentator of the Holy Quran, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala, in his famous tafsir of Quran Pak known as Khazainul Irfan, he has stated regarding this verse, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ku anfusukum wa ahlikum nara, that how can one obey Allah Azza wa Jalla? How can one save himself and his children from that fire, the fuel of which are humans and stones? How can you save your family and yourself from entering that horrific place? Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, by obeying Allah Azza wa Jalla, his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, carrying out the acts of worship, refraining from sins, guiding your family towards righteousness, preventing them from evils, and providing them with Islamic education and teaching them manners, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, giving them knowledge and teaching them manners. Yani, save yourselves and your families from the hellfire. How do you do this? By doing what we have just mentioned now, giving them education, giving them tarbiyat, guiding them, helping them towards understanding why Allah has created them. Listen to this famous hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of you are chiefs and rulers of your family members, and on the day of judgment, every one of you will be asked about his dependence. It is so important for us to understand where we stand in life for this entire scenario, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. How can we better our lives? How can we remove the satanic whisper and start treading the path of knowledge and ilm? So, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, knowledge, ilm, acquire this ilm and knowledge. There are children out there who are doing wrong things at such a little age. There are youth out there who want to give up studies and want to do business. Sometimes it is the fever of business. Sometimes it is that I want to do this because I love doing that. Yes, the passion and the eagerness of doing something, I understand, dear viewers, but your tool is ilm. Knowledge is a legacy of the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Yani ilm hi ke zariye se to banda Allah ka qurb hasil karta hai. Through ilm and knowledge, a person attains guidance, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Through the blessings of knowledge, a person is able to protect himself from gunas and sins. Allahu Akbar. Through ilm and knowledge, a person is able to develop khawf-e-khuda, khawf-e-rasool sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It is through knowledge, dear viewers, because knowledge is the source of attaining respect, dignity, a lofty maqam and station in this world, as well as in the hereafter, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Subhanallah. So knowledge protects iman. Knowledge will make you enter into Jannah. Knowledge will grant you such a maqam that you never even imagined, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Let's return back and see how did our pious predecessors not give preference to dunyavi taaleem. Ji haan. Yani jo log kaam karna chahte hain, job karna chahte hain, ji haan, job apne jagah pe. Har cheez ka ek mauka hota hai, mahal hota hai, dear viewers. There is a reason and situation for everything. There are some students out there perhaps at this very moment who are studying, but due to some financial problems, may Allah make it easy for them. It could be the situation that the family members could be pressurizing them to do some work and earn money sideline. Possible. We receive these types of calls at times. Students intend to give up their studying life just to go and work to support their families. On the other hand, there are some children who just want to assist their families. They are not forced to do so out of love they want to do. But if the option is given to a student The mashwara would be given, if you can focus on your studies, focus on your study. Just focus on your parhai. Focus on ilm-e-deen. You know, it has been stated by Sayyidina Qadi Abu Yusuf Yaqub bin Ibrahim rahmatullahi ta'ala. He became an orphan in his childhood. Allahu Akbar. His mother made him work with a washerman so that he could run the house. Ye bachcha us bande ke saath jayega to kuch na kuch kamai karega, kuch kamai lekar aayega ghar pe. He was a yatim. Baap ka saaya sar se ud gaya tha. His blessed father had passed away. So once he went to the gathering of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. Imam Yusuf abhi us waqt bachche the aur aap Imam Azam Abu Hanifa ke majlis mein aapne shirkat ki. So when he entered the gathering of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Allahu Akbar, the condition of his heart had changed. He liked it so much. Us din ke baad se ab rozana ye wo mauke dhoondte the ki kab main jaaun Imam Azam Abu Hanifa ki bargah mein, kab main baithu, kab main ilm-e-deen hasil karun. When his mother knew that, she took him to the washerman every day. But bajaye ki wo kaam pe jaye, ye jaake ilm-e-deen hasil karta hai. She said to Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, there is no one to bring this child up. I am the only mother. And I send him to the washerman so that he can earn something. Ye kuch kamai kare. Lekin you take him with you. You have spoiled him, whereas I am sending him to go and work and bring some money at this age. Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala said, oh, the fortunate, Allahu Akbar, let him gain knowledge. That day is not far when he will be eating the halwa of badam, halwa of almonds and pure ghee and nice faluda. Having heard this, the mother of Imam Abu Yusuf got very displeased and said, are you making fun of us? Hamari ghurbat ka ab mazak uda rahe hain? How can you make fun out of our poverty? She never even imagined that somebody would even tell her that was the level of poverty, that a time will come when you will have these types of foods, huh? Made with badam, you will be eating such amazing, wonderful meals, that she actually said that you're making fun of me that my son will grow so big one day and earn money that he could provide for us this. No, we are very poor and we need money. Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi ta'ala continued gaining Islamic knowledge with steadfastness. Istiqamat ke saath. Yani wo ilm-e-deen hasil karte gaye, he continued learning until that time came when he became the qadi, when he became the post of qada, the chief justice. Once the khalif invited him, yani Imam Abu Yusuf, and during the feast, the khalif said, putting forward the halwa of almonds and pure ghee and some nice faluda. So Imam Abu Yusuf, as he looked at the halwa that had badams and pure ghee and nice faluda, he says, oh Imam, eat this halwa. It is not easy for us to get such halwa prepared every day. When Imam Abu Yusuf heard this, he recalled the words of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa and started smiling. Apne ustad ke bare mein soch karke aap muskurane lage. He thought about his teacher and the words of his teacher. He started smiling. When the khalif asked him, aap kyun muskura rahe hain? Why are you laughing and smiling? So he said, my respected teacher, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala, said to my mother many years ago, this son of yours will eat the halwa of badam and pure ghee and faluda. Today, the statement of my respected teacher has come true. Allahu Akbar. He then related the whole event of his childhood to the Khalifa. So he became very surprised and said, undoubtedly, knowledge definitely benefits and makes a person attain great status in the dunya as well as in the hereafter. So see, dear viewers, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa told his mother years ago, why are you stressing for your child? I can see this child of yours will be such a child who will earn money, who will feed you such halwa, such sweet dish that is made from badam, huh? Asal ghee, pure ghee, as well as almonds. Lekin, she never even imagined ki ye aisa ho sakta hai. Lekin Allah Kareem woh din dikhata hai. Un hazrat ko jo tarakki karte hain, jo koshish mehnat karte hain ilm-e-deen hasil karne ke liye, who strive and struggle. May Allah Kareem reward us, dear. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. This parable contains so many Madani pearls. Allahu Akbar. Anyways, dear viewers, let's move further. And let's understand that after the death, another motivation to make your son an alim-e-deen, another motivation to send your son in this line. Beshak, if you want to make your son become a doctor, go ahead. Because all these, if it's done through the halal way, through the correct way, and the niyat is to earn a livelihood on this planet, rizq-e halal kamane ki niyat se, to jaiz hai. But remember, dear viewers, after the death, marne ke baad, no other thing will help but righteous deeds. Wealth, bank balance, beautiful buildings, big cars, worldly status, and all this lofty ranks, and all of this will be left behind. Nothing of that will come with us in the qabr, dear viewers of Madinah channel. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, when a person dies, all his deeds are discontinued except for three deeds. Number one, sadqa-e jariyah, permanent source of divine reward. Number two, the knowledge from which benefit is obtained. And number three, righteous children who make dua for him. So we have often seen that righteous children are those children who are taught from their childhood how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to love the Quran, how to respect your parents, how to respect seniors. Ilm al-deen is very important, dear viewers. It is this knowledge that will make you a proper kamil human being and teach you how to walk on this planet and make us better humans, inshallah, azza wa jalla. If we have many hurdles on our path, yes, there could be hurdles, there could be obstacles. As I said in the very beginning, financial obstacles, political obstacles. It could be some background issues and matters, family matters, could be some marital issues. Consistent hard work and steadfastness is completely necessary, dear viewers, for gaining Islamic knowledge. Nafs gets tired of this type of work and suggests the person to escape from it. Nafs will tell you, chodo, bhago, niklo. A student should make his mind that a little hard work in this world for gaining Islamic knowledge will bring about great ranks and status in the hereafter. I'll be happier in the hereafter if I strive and struggle in this dunya. Motivate yourself and motivate your children. The sad and unfortunate aspect of our society is that here, the status and rank is not given to the student who gained Islamic knowledge. Jiha. Alim banne wale ko wo respect nahi diya jata hai jo ek doctor banne wale bachche ko diya jata hai. This is greatly bad, dear viewers. At such a difficult time, it should be remembered that there is no respect of this world as compared to the respect of the hereafter. Dunya ki kya auqat hai aur kya qeemat hai? What is the value of this world before the hereafter? The person who gives up receiving Islamic education in order to earn the respect of this world disgraces himself in reality. If you have given up your dars-e-nizami for dunyavi circular education, if you have given up your Islamic studies to earn only dunyavi studies, dear viewers, then you have actually put yourself into some difficulty and problem. This could be a hurdle for your future, real success. Make tawbah and make dua that Allah Azza wa Jalla gives us and gives many other people out there the ability to continue studying. Many people who haven't made niyat, make the niyat that you want to study, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. For now, we have this beautiful kalam. Kalam ki janib jaate hai, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. And when we do return, we shall end our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai. Koi Yusuf se poochhe Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai. Ae jalwa-e jaanana, ae jalwa-e jaanana. آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دل بنے میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ ہر دل بنے میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ
پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانا نہ چھوٹے نہ الہی اب یا رب سنگے در جانا نہ آقا
تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ
جلوائے جانا نا اے جلوائے جانا نا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے تیرا دانا پانی ہے تیرا پانی ہاں پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ
ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل ہاں بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ
جلوائے جانا نا اے جلوائے جانا نا وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نور سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ تا حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا
جلوائے جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا
سبحان اللہ. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز, اینڈ آفٹر لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل کلام آئی مائی سیلف انجوائڈ اینڈ آئی ہوپ یو ہیو انجوائڈ اٹ. ماشاء اللہ, بینگ اٹ اے مبارک ڈے ان دا منتھ آف رمضان, وی ہیو لیس ٹائم ڈیئر ویورز, دا منتھ از اباؤٹ ٹو لیو اس. In this month, many people have learned things that they never knew before. Just imagine, in one month you are so inspired and you are so amazed by the beautiful teachings of Islam. Imagine how much more you can gain if you continue studying even after Ramadan. Study the tafsir of the Quran, study the translation of the Holy Quran, study the blessed ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the sake of motivation, let's listen to a few hadith inshallah azzawajal with regards to acquiring ilm deen. It is stated in a hadith in Sunan Tirmizi Sharif, the person who leaves, yani his home, to gain Islamic knowledge is in the path of Allah until he returns. Another hadith, the one who learns one or two or three or four or five words about the fara'id, the obligatory acts of Allah Azza wa Jal, and memorizes them properly and then teaches them to the people, will enter Jannah. Subhanallah. And the third hadith, Allah Azza wa Jalla will resurrect his bandas on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyamah. He Azza wa Jalla will then separate ulama and the scholars, the true ulama, Sahihul Aqidah ulama and scholars. And then he will say to them, O group of Islamic scholars, I know you. That is why I bestowed Islamic knowledge upon you and did not give you the knowledge for making you suffer torment. I never give you that knowledge and ilm which will make you suffer in the hereafter, but rather Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you that knowledge which has given you the station, this lofty station. Then Allah will say, go, I have forgiven you. Subhanallah. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is understood from this hadith as well that acquiring Islamic knowledge is a means of by which one would please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a source of forgiveness and salvation and guaranteed for entering paradise. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Even Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidun Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, though he was not educated himself, but he knew the significance of Islamic education. That is why he wished for both of his sons, Muhammad Ghazali and Ahmad Ghazali, we said this in the very beginning, for both of them to gain Islamic knowledge. So we've given many examples of all the pious predecessors. Keep all of that behind your mind, inshallah, azawajal, and try and strive in this path. Allah Kareem will forgive all your sins. Until next time, dear viewers, stay good, be good, do good. Wherever you are, keep reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make dua that we are able to practice upon these amazing madani pearls. May Allah Kareem reward us. May Allah Kareem reward all the viewers who watch today's program. Let's take this very same motivation and instill this motivation into our youth, into our children, into all those who associate with us. Never demotivate any child who wants to study. If you can afford to pay for the studies of some child, educate him in this modern times, dear viewers. But with the right education, which will not corrupt a person even in modern eras and times. Keep watching Madani Channel and all the other programs on Madani Channel, especially the Madani Mudhakira in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim.